Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to the Fit Cave Podcast. It's awesome. Oh, it's true. It's damn true. And by the way, it doesn't suck.
Oh, man, I'm feeling it tonight. I am feeling good. We don't have much to talk about, but those are some fun episodes usually because we can just kind of riff and go off the walls. This is the Fit Cave.
You were just telling us about all the gag balls that you bought this past week.
Yeah. No, that was, I meant gagging on balls, not gag balls. Shout out to anybody listening. I'm in the Jimmy Seafood Studios. Let me just get out the plugs real quick and you guys can make fun of me. Okay. Nikki Choke in Connecticut, Tommy Paradise in Connecticut as well.
Yes. The figure collection
live
studio.
From the High Noon Plum Studio.
Oh, Plum.
Yeah.
I finally had the tangerine this weekend. That was good.
We've got Andrew RDL in the chat watching us live.
This is the gentleman that won the hook, right?
He did, and he said he sent a message over saying that he got it. So this is a part of
from Cali, right?
Our main event tier on Patreon.
Dude, I loved it last week when we had everybody in here chatting. We're definitely gonna do that every month. But now on the off weeks, the other 3 weeks of the month. We got our Patreon subscribers in there hanging out, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. We could bounce stuff off each other. You guys can correct Tom when he's wrong. You know, helps me and Nick out a lot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I need to talk about something right off the top of the show here.
Uh-oh.
Right off the bat, really important, big announcement. Raising Cane's
election.
Raising Cane's might be the most overrated thing I've ever.
Oh, hot take! The hot take.
Oh,
man, it was a disappointment. The sauce is A++. Like you could put it on like Chinese food. You could put it on barbecue. It's like a really, I don't know what you would call it, but it's the chicken is so bland. What's up, Peter Jones? The chicken is bland as hell. I think one of you told me this. I think.
Yeah, the sauce is the supposed to be the main attraction there. Mm-hmm. The one just opened up here, and I drove by tonight. It's been open for about a month now, and the line is not what it was. So somebody brought up a good point in like one of the Facebook like local groups or whatever, and was like, "If Raising Cane's is so good, why is the line still not crazy? It's like people try it once and then they're not rushing back to try it again."
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Where did it open again? You told it,
Enfield.
Why do you guys get new franchises, dude?
I don't know.
Chick-fil-A? Like when Chick-fil-A finally came to Connecticut, you were one of like the first three.
Popeyes. Yep.
Sonic, right?
No, there's no Sonic in Enfield. Manchester's the closest one for us. But yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Got them from my son, like a 75 count of tenders. I went in there. It was a madhouse when I went in there to pick it up, and it wasn't bad. I would eat it again. It wasn't like terrible. It just, you know, compared to the Bojangles and Royal Farms of the world and
Royal all those Farms? Places.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They're really that good.
Oh dude, amazing chicken.
Really?
I don't know what they do. Yeah, they're known for their chicken. I mean, there's a gas station, but
yeah. That's
they have like this giant pressure cooker thing that makes it. Oh my god!
There's a gas station here, Pride, and they have a Chester's chicken in it. And one of Logan's baseball coaches like swears by it. He's like, "It's so good." It's right near the facility where their indoor practice. And he's like, "Dude," he's like, "I'm there three times a week because it's so fucking good."
Yeah, the tenders are juicy as shit. So that's good.
I had wings over today.
Ooh, wings over is always good.
Wings over, what's that?
Yeah, it's a first time I ever had it was I was visiting a buddy at UMass and he was like, "Oh, we gotta get these." And they have good wings, but they're known for their boneless tenders.
Okay.
And I only get so few chances to be near one, but I was working at Central Connecticut State University today, and they have one on campus. So I was like, "Let me get this."
Yeah.
I didn't bring lunch. I knew I was getting wings over. Wings over New Britain.
Yeah.
Today, so
hell yeah. Yeah. So good.
Excellent. I got a couple sandwiches and. Dude, they got rid of crinkle cuts, though. That was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
crinkle cut guy.
That's what Raising Cane's has, the crinkle cut.
Yeah, we didn't get any fries. I didn't get any fries. Didn't get anything else. I had the kids have applesauces and other bullshit, so.
What was, like, the boss sauce, dude? Is it? Do they have just, like, is it called Boss Sauce or something like that, or is it?
I think it's cane sauce. It's just like I don't know if it has a little bit of like a horseradish in it. It's I don't know. It's really good, dude. I can't even explain it. It's like a Cajun. It's hard to explain.
Are you guys get more like the hot chicken places? Where you have like Haven Hot Chicken. We got like
We're Howlin'
Mad, but they're all they all got that. They call it like run back sauce.
What's that?
It's almost like they're gonna make honey mustard. They didn't add the sweetness to it. It's like I don't know. It's weird. It's I think it's I think it's excellent, but I save it every time. I'm like, can I get one more? Can I get one more of those? And it goes on everything until I run out.
There you go. That's what we do. I had a ton left over. I'm putting it over rice and shit and vegetables, salad. I've just been using it as like a salad dressing. It's
a chaser for your healthy food.
Exactly. Yeah. Cover up the bad stuff. But yeah, we got a pretty good show here. We got some news that has trickled in over the last couple of days as far as figure stuff. We're getting closer to WrestleMania. We got some WrestleCon news. A lot of fun stuff going on. But you guys can join us. If you're going to WrestleMania, let us know. We're going to do a tailgate for night one of WrestleMania. We're all going to meet up outside the stadium. We have that information coming to you shortly. Probably going to meet up at like there's a casino, kind of like a what's it called?
They call Xfinity it Xfinity Live or something.
Yeah, Xfinity Live. Yeah, it's just like a little like open air like mall store casino type area. We'll meet there and just kind of drive all in together so we can all park together.
No, I think you drinks, have to be in that food. Parking lot already to go there.
I think so too. I was just going to say the same thing.
Oh fuck. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure something else.
We're just doing Lunchables, right?
We're doing Lunchables. Yep. Lunchables.
Wawa sandwiches.
Wawa coffee. I'm gonna get a bunch of larges, and then you got everybody bring their own cup.
Alejandro's gonna want some Wawa pretzels. I had Wawa this week too for lunch. I had a little Italian sub this week, so that was good.
Wawa's... You get that meatball and pepperoni, bro?
No, just go old school Italian. Just classic.
Guys, you're doing it wrong.
Gabagool.
BLT. BLT at Wawa. What was I gonna say? Oh, the cream cheese stuffed pretzel at Wawa is.
Oh man, I remember you had that when you were here.
Jeff's kiss. Yeah.
Spicy mixed with Thousand Island. That is a pretty good explanation.
Mm-hmm.
I would eat it off of like a fucking shoe. That's for sure.
I'm glad you kept that mostly G-rated there.
Yeah,
my brain was going somewhere else. That's for sure.
Have you seen the like a picture of Alejandro when he goes to a Wawa though?
No,
he'll bring an extra bag and he'll fill the bag to the gills.
Man,
with sealed pretzels.
Jeez, big pretzel guy, huh?
Oh yeah, big pretzel. Well, big pretzel guy, ideally, you know.
Big pretzel.
He's big into the big pretzels. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. All right. You guys can follow us on the social medias. We're at Cave Fig on X. It's the Fig Cave on YouTube and Instagram. Check us out there. A lot of new content going up. We just recorded a bonus WrestleMania watch along for the match that I picked, which was the best match of the three, Shawn Michaels versus Kurt Angle. You look confused, Nick. No? Was a good match.
I mean, you know what the fans are going to pick, dude. Sorry, guys. Sorry. It's just like it's like the fan takeovers, dude. We know what's getting picked.
Okay. Well, I think our fans are pretty smart because they picked my match.
Because we need a seventh Ricky the Dragon Steamboat in a white robe. That's what we need.
Yeah. That was, another X-Pac. What about you guys? So your son made an upgrade to his hockey team. We talked before the show.
That's hockey tryouts. I mean, I guess baseball is the same way now, but hockey tryouts are always like right after the season ends. So he decided he wanted to try out for a new team. It's a little step up from the team he's been on for the last 8 years or whatever it is. So he made it. So now he's in like a little bit of a better league, a little bit of a better team, a little more commitment. So we'll see how this goes. My life is over until he's 18.
So he's on whatnot auctioning off his game worn jerseys doesn't need for next year.
Yeah. Signed Enfield Eagles jerseys coming soon to my whatnot. Or Zombie Hideout. I made a pitch to Zombie Hideout this today saying, hire me. They were looking for somebody to do card breaks for them. And I'm like, I don't know anything about cards, but if you do figures.
Oh, dude, imagine you went there like at night, like after they close, and they just give you a couple hours and give you like a pot of coffee and you just kind of like put some figs up and hang out. And
dude, I would do that. I don't know if they're listening. John James might be listening, but who works there? I don't know if I should say this out loud, but I would do that for like a discount on their stuff. Like a significant discount.
I would do that for a store around here.
11-12% you're talking? Yeah.
If you could just promote the Fig Cave like in every sentence you say, you know. That reminds me of the podcast I'm on, the Fig Cave.
That's right.
Yeah. No hard times over here for us. You know, we're doing
we did that cooking class, man. We did
That's right.
Fiance's birthday. We did a private cooking class. There's about 10 of us. Yeah.
I blew it off.
You did not. Come on. It was last minute. It's not cheap for last minute.
Yeah. Nick sent an invite over to me and the wife. We wanted to come down. But honestly, we had four
people that were just like wishy washy. It was like, all right, fuck off. Ugh. Fuck off.
Yeah. Tom, for a $100 event or a $100 per person event, fuck them.
It's something you got to be in on, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. We just needed to know. It was like all these people, like, you just got to tell me so I can fuck it.
What was the menu? Yeah. What'd you make?
So we chose Asian style.
Nice.
We did. They split everybody up. Like basically, every couple got a task. So one people did wonton soup. One did fried like a ham pineapple fried rice. That was actually really good.
Oh, that sounds good.
My buddy came with his wife. They did skirt steak and turned them into teriyaki skewers, and they did homemade duck sauce. It was unreal.
Oh man.
Yeah, maybe I'll just share that recipe this week.
Yeah,
homemade duck sauce. Put it on everything, guys. Zoe and I ended up baking. Nobody wanted to bake, so I took the baking. But we went so fast that we could go like help everybody else. I was like, well, we'll just put the shit in the fridge, dude. We'll go.
What did you bake?
Like a crushed walnut, roasted walnut, like cookie.
Mm.
They're actually really good. Maybe I'll just share both recipes. Just share somebody else's fried recipes. But
sounds good.
I kind of wish we did it. The last couple did like every ingredient veggie spring roll.
Oh nice. Man, that's probably time consuming.
Yeah. So serve. You got to eat it. You got to bring your own beer. So I just brought as many High Noons as I could fit in my lunch bag, and I didn't notify everybody that you could bring your own beer, but you know, whatever.
I love Asian food. Yes, share both, man. Yeah, Andrew. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've been doing these snack down recipes every Friday. Nick's been spearheading that. They've been really good.
Few in the can. I say it every fucking week. I just need to do it. Like,
yeah.
Nick thinks nobody looks at him, but Andrew knows what's up.
Yeah. I look at him. Yeah,
I look at him.
Pleasure myself.
No, it's not that. It's like I forget to do it, and then I get to Friday, and I have Marley, and I'm like, all right. I start to write a recipe, and then she's just screaming in my face, even though she's a very good kid. It's like she doesn't, you know. Don't use the phone, Dad.
Oh man.
So yeah.
All right. What else we want to talk about? You get to use our code Fig Cave at Ringside Collectibles now for 10% off. We just last week talked about the Cody, the KO, and the Sammy Ultimate Editions going up for pre-order there. And I think today we'll get into it. We got some new pre-orders that just went up at Ringside Collectibles. So those out there. We'll get into those in a moment. I guess we got the news here, so might as well get into it, right?
Let's do it. Jericho I did not make a slideshow tonight.
Oh, man. I
did not make a slideshow tonight. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm on the website. There is a WrestleMania sale going on right now at Ringside. You can use, like I said, code FIGCAVE, 10% off. Love those guys. Jericho Housen. I don't remember this or what match this was from. This is a Ringside exclusive. So
he did it on the cruise.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Not this past, on the previous year, I think.
Okay.
Jericho Housen. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the packaging will be really cool. It just looks like Jericho trying to be Danhausen, but I'm assuming Danhausen's gonna get a cut of this.
I was gonna bring that up. Somebody in our group said the same exact thing, and I was like, I would think that Danhausen is savvy enough to have Housen, like whatever Housen trademarked.
Yeah. He owns the face paint. He's trademarked.
Yeah, now that you say that, I remember Major Pod maybe talking about that.
He wrote somebody wrote something about him, like, where the fuck is Danhausen in the Major Brothers Facebook group? And he's in that group. And I said, like, everybody's like, oh, they were talking about how he's taking like independent booking. So is he done with AEW? And everybody's like, no, I think he just really wants to wrestle and do stuff. And AEW is not really using him.
Yeah.
He has not been on in any match since December 30th. That was World's End. I think that was a pay-per-view, maybe World's End. That was MJF. Yeah. So that was, you know, 3 months ago. The last time he was on Dynamite was March 1st in a match.
So over March a year.
March 1st, that's the Danhausen Orange Cassidy Casino Battle Royal match they won.
Wow.
Insane. I mean,
that is...
as much as I, you know, I'm not a big fan of the kind of indie type of gimmick, but I think it would kill in WWE with like kids and making it like almost like a boogeyman Hornswoggle type of character where he kind of pops up and does, you know, just some little skits in the back with R-Truth. Like, so much stuff they could have done with him. And I just don't, and I think AEW probably could do stuff too. They just don't. Somebody was like, they're going more in a sports-based combat direction with AEW. I was like, dude, they have a fucking dinosaur wrestling there. I don't think.
And a zombie.
They just need a viral. I just feel like they don't have enough viral presence, I guess, of content shot for the internet. Use him. That's right. What he does.
Yeah.
There's so many things you could put him in. And he's never going to sniff a title. Great, no problem.
Have him backstage. Although, like,
at some point, they might just make a belt for him. I don't know. So.
Yeah, well, everybody gets one. But, yeah, I mean, this is good for him because this gets some money in his pocket.
Question, is this not an ultimate, but a supreme, like that, I don't have any AEW figures. That line in the stomach there, is that how all the AEW figures are? Or is that the Supreme? Yes. It looks like an ultimate.
No, they are like
everybody
that,
has that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's the way their ab crunch kind of is, so they can go side to side too.
Forgive
me. I know it's just our work, but it looks good. You could tell it's Jericho with like Danhausen's face on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. The pants look good. They're kind of like, obviously this is a computer image. This is coming out. It's up for pre-order now. Late May, they say, is the pre-order date. So summertime. That's not too far away. Pick it up if you're either a Jericho fan or a Danhausen fan. Was Danhausen on the cruise, or was it just
2 years ago? Yeah, they teamed up.
Okay, that makes more sense.
It's what they do best: painted faces.
Mm. Yeah, good point.
Tattoos. Masks, painted faces, tattoos, all the extra accessories. They'll nail that.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. They'll make it in a cool box. Saw Unmatched 9 go up for pre-order. These are going to be late May. These will be in stores or available from Ringside. Jeff Hardy looks really good with just black pants. I'm surprised no face paint on the Jeff Hardy. I don't know if he'll have an extra head that has face paint.
I hate the face paint, so I kind of dig this figure for once.
Yeah, but that's how I feel like. Did he wrestle without face paint in AEW? Like, I feel like that's his thing now.
This looks like his appearance, right? Like when he first showed up, when, you know, his brother's getting beat up and he danced first.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, that does that. That might be
if
it.
If I opened boxes, I would put him so far from his brother, but like dancing on his own.
Yep. Oh, here comes Jeff Hardy. He's dancing on the way to the ring here. We got Brian Danielson with his Gap assistant manager outfit, the white t-shirt and the khakis. Kids will love that. Won't peg warm at all. Kids will love to play with that. John Moxley with the Ravens camouflage type pants that Ravens fans always wear.
Almost Zubaz. Almost.
Yep.
Yeah.
Claudio Castagnoli.
Wheeler Wait, I'm Yuta. Sorry. Does he have does Mox have hair?
He's still. I mean, yeah, he's got hair in real life. I mean, like that.
Does he still have hair? Or are you growing that a little bit back?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think I don't know. I don't know when this is from, so the camo looks cool. I like that. It's like a G.I. Joe legs, like kind of like a brown, white, and black camo.
The boots.
Looks cool. Willow Yuta and Jamie Hayter. I think she's the Chase, I believe.
No, it's
Well, okay.
No. No, I think it's Cesaro or Claudio is the Chase.
Oh, really?
And then okay. Alex Reynolds is going to be like the Chase that is not on shelves.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he'll be
Alex Reynolds here.
Yeah. Still nothing from the vault. And also these went up today, but no, like kind of like they weren't part of any update from Jeremy Padour. They just went up on the website. So
Well, they were announced 4 years ago. So
were they? Okay. I've forgotten.
I was going to say, they've been talking about this Jamie Hayter and Alex Reynolds forever. Like, I feel like they were promised to us like 2 years ago.
The Reynolds. The Reynolds has switched around different sets. So
he was the odd man out for Unmatched 2.
Wow.
So that's how far away that is. And then I think Jamie Hayter took, or him, took Regal's place. I think Regal was supposed to be in that set.
Unmatched 8 is the one that's in stores now with Punk, ROH Punk, and Penta, and Buddy Matthews, and Brody King. So it's, so it's going to be a big wait until these hit stores, I would think.
Yeah.
So it's just hit. Anything else from ringside here? Let me check the notes. Check the notes. Oh, the Young Bucks Walmart exclusive. This is their first heel look. And I don't know if this is a... Is this a two-pack, Nick?
I don't think so. I think
okay, they're just individual.
But I think this might work better for them because if they're going to do 3 and 3 in every box, it might sell because everybody's going to buy 2.
Right.
Yeah,
everybody's gonna buy both, and hopefully they just, you know, then you need only 3 people to buy it to clear a whole case.
These are one of the better exclusives, I think. Like, this is just gonna,
it's
like
unique.
Exactly, like it's gonna grab your attention when you walk by. It's not just Jericho in a purple coat or Eddie Kingston in a in a green hat or whatever. It's like these like scream at you when you're walking by, and I don't even like the Young Bucks.
You specifically told them to bring his green hat.
bring your green hat.
I don't ever want to hang out with Eddie Kingston ever.
What? No, he's probably always wants to get pizza or cannolis or I mean, that does sound good actually.
Watch baseball.
What's the deal with the
Jerry Seinfeld?
The Walmart Collector Con. What do we got going
this
on?
This is that. This is the, they do this what twice a year? They do this now, and they do it. I feel like they do it in summer, and they just put some of their, I guess you call them exclusives, on there, and sometimes they ship.
That's where the Sting Supreme is. What are we? Do we know if there's anything from WWE that's going to be up there?
I think the Monday Night Wars sets, but we know how that's going to go.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
like the so this is the Sting in the package. Thanks to
Fico posting. Do have pictures.
I'm sharing Instagram pictures from other people. This is from Figiopa.
That is a distracting amount of plastic.
Yeah, I think they always look like this when they're
I hope
like
it's just bad light. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the pictures always look like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because there's like 3 levels of plastic there. You got the plastic on the sides, the plastic in front of him, behind him. They're in there pretty good. So I'm trying to see if the face on there is like almost a worn off paint stain. Yeah. That's not the one I want.
That should be the extra head. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It looks good though, but I would want the entrance Sting head on there. That's a nitpick, I guess. But that'll be up for pre-order at that Walmart Collector Con. So
apparently it's tomorrow at 7 a.m. If you're listening to this live,
7 a.m. Jesus Christ.
7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. Sorry.
Okay. For normal people. Yeah. We have been seeing, we've been talking about it in the group, and we've helped a lot of people out. We've been seeing, I think all 3 of us saw it, the WrestleMania end cap. Even though I didn't go to WrestleMania, I was still able to find the WrestleMania end cap, Nick. There's a picture of it. Yeah, so I grabbed a bunch for people.
You weren't
in
there?
Our group. Huh?
You weren't there?
No, I wasn't there. I guess I could talk about this now as part of my weekly purchases, but... I went to Walmart this weekend, and someone had just put in this shipper up. And this has the Monday Night Wars set number 1. It has top picks. It has the WrestleMania set. It has 2 packs, a bunch of stuff, the Paul Bear set. And they had an $11 sign on it. And I forget which one of you guys was like, dude, get that honored. Like, get them to honor that price. La Puma was like, get them to honor that price. I called my mom, who works at a Walmart, and she's like, they have to. If that's the price on the display or on the shelf, they have to do it. Like, be polite and talk to the manager, and they will honor it. So I was like, okay.
Oh, mine did not go for that. Mine said, well, I'll give you 1 at that price, and then I can give you 10% off the rest.
I would say, hey, no, it's false advertising.
I didn't really need them that bad. I literally I was just picking them up for Greg.
I say that now, but I before I even knew that I had like 7 or 8 of them in my cart because I bought.
I did abuse it. I had 14 of them in my cart.
Oh my god, dude! Did you buy all this?
No, because I was like, $20 isn't that good of a deal. I just was like,
yeah,
I had.
They're 24 now with like tax and
dude,
everything.
Yeah,
Christ.
I grabbed 4 of the Monday Night Wars, 2 for me and then 2 for Greg. and I had every 107, and I finished the WrestleMania set.
Nice.
I had Rock, Cena, but I was like, for that price, no, that's not worth it. I'll just buy,
yeah,
I'll just take the Monday Night Wars and I'm good.
Those WrestleManias will be on sale. I know, I know they will.
No, I have, I have a McAfee in case I somehow see him at Mania, and then I have a Trish in a Defender. I don't know if I'll ever get it though, because it's supposed to ship with the Bischoff ring. That we have in. I have no idea what's showing up.
I went up to like the far right register that has like where you buy like cigarettes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was like one person line. It was in the morning. And this little girl's like at the register. She has literally, I sent the picture to La Puma. She had a notepad and she was just drawing. You ever seen anybody do this? Just draw like black circles over and over and over and over again. It looks like she had been doing it for like 4 hours straight. And then she started drawing red circles. I don't know if there's something wrong with her. Or if she's like satanic or something, but it was kind of freaking me out a little bit.
Red Rum. But,
she's like, I can't leave this spot. She just kept saying it over again, over there. I can't leave the spot. They told me not to leave. They told me not to leave. They told me not to leave. I was like, okay, I'll just wait for a manager. It's fine. Like, you know, no big deal. I just feel bad. But, you know, so a manager came over and explained it. She's like, okay, give them all to him for $11. So I got the hell out of there. I hooked up three people from the group, which was good. And, got my son something, got myself a couple things, which was nice. But I'm wondering if you guys think, are these Monday Night Wars going to hit again outside of this shipper? I'm torn.
I think I have the answer to that, actually. Hold on. Steve from Mattel did a Q&A. When did I see this? On
Meet Cute?
On the Ringside message board. Are the Monday Night Wars... Monday Night Wars figures slated for Walmart Planogram, or is the shipper program the only way we're going to be able to get them? He said Monday Night War Elites and Ultimates hit Walmart Planogram on the very next reset. So they should be back in there in stores.
Okay. Well, that's good for people. I mean, yeah. I don't know how across the board that's going to be. That'll probably be certain stores.
Walmart?
I know. Undersell the century. I went into one of my stores. They're like, no, we don't have any of that. We're doing inventory. We don't have anything in the back.
You don't.
Yeah. They literally had zero wrestling.
Now, your mom works for Walmart. Can she just talk to her supervisors? Probably have them run that up the ladder. We'll get this fixed for everybody.
She's literally never found me a figure ever. Ever. I don't know if she's too like shy to talk to who she needs to talk to or what. Because they don't know when they're going to get stuff. They don't know when it's going out, and they don't know what's in what box. So, like, and she can't just be out there. She works in the back, so she can't just check the floor all the time. Once something goes out, I'm sure by the next day, it's at this point, she works like 2 days a week. So, it's if it's up there on like a Thursday, by the time she gets back on a Monday, it's already been sold on eBay.
A local trivia competitor and wrestling collector, he was like, he runs like the night crew at a Walmart. And I'm like, bro, I stopped at your store this morning. Where's your WrestleMania shipper? He said, I thought I saw it, but I said, there's nothing on the shelves either. So did you not put it out yet? He's like, he finally hits me up today. He's like, were you really looking for it? Yeah. He said, oh, it's in the back. What do you need from it? I'll open it and I'll just take what you need. And then I'll
put it out. Ooh, like, so now you got a plug.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
So I told him I need a Nash and Hall for David Truett.
Did you ask why he didn't just put it out? Or
no, he just said that he said there's so much like
stuff, there's nowhere to put
shippers, it. Shipper type stuff already on the floor.
Yeah,
there's nothing to consolidate it down to put that out.
Yeah,
There's no room for it.
My Walmart didn't have it, I didn't see it. But I got a text from one of my local buddies today. He was in Manchester, Connecticut, and said that he found it, but it was all picked over already. So,
well, I've been to three or four this week that Monday Night War stuff is gone. Just wiped.
Guys, so, if you are listening to this podcast and you're not a member of our Patreon for $1 a month, and you want these exclusives from a store like Walmart, it would behoove you to join our Patreon. And a lot of people did this week. We'll get to that later. Because you're going to have a lot more eyeballs out there trying to help you. We have over 500 folks in the group buying and selling and trading with each other. And I always try to, Nick and Tom also try to help out whoever we can. And we don't charge you scalper prices. It's just whatever we pay for it plus shipping. I got those $11 ones and sent it out to the guys I think I just charged somebody $20 for one, you know, with shipping. So it was nice to get that discount to pass along to you guys. And, you know, it's, I think we're going to see more and more of these store exclusives over both brands. You know, these Supremes are going to be exclusives, and, you know, those are there for a day or two and then are gone from Walmart. So patreon.com/figcave if you want to sign up. So
yeah, I need the Bret Hart and Roddy Piper Ultimates. Yep. That'll be hitting them in the orders ones. So
I wonder if there's
a whole box ready to go to the British guy.
British guy. Is he in the Facebook group?
He is in the Facebook group.
He is. Okay. What's his name?
Yeah.
Or do you know?
Christopher Coe.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, I've seen him before. Nice.
But everything ready to go, but he's like, oh, can we just wait till we get the Piper?
It makes sense.
They're not going to be easy to find.
You want to consolidate those shipping charges over across the pond.
Well, no, they, I don't know if I have a box big enough for all this shit now.
Yeah, true. Pirate ship, baby.
One That's of the
right. best things
Truett,
I ever did.
Truett ship sent me a picture of his Walmart. This is Arizona. He still has the Brock Ruthless just sitting on his shelves.
Jeez. I've never seen that in the store.
I never saw it in the store either.
What the fuck is going on? He grabbed me the new Hogan Superstars. Like, what?
Damn.
Nice.
But no Monday Night Wars.
Yeah. Trade off.
Are they behind or something? I don't know. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
I think it being a shipper, that's why it's getting sit in the back. No one cares.
That's true. Just need room. We talked about the guys at Big Shots. They're making kind of these stuffed wrestling buddies. There is a British Bulldog coming out. Do we have pictures of that? No?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, well, you do.
Not the full thing. It's just like a little teaser.
A little teasy tease.
Where is it?
He just went past it.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Just a shot of his crotch.
Davey Boy's crotch, yep.
And the braid. So this is an early Davey Boy 91, 92 British Bulldog. So, yep. And the more I see these Big Shots things, they look pretty good. And Matt Cardona, I know in his podcast, announced he's going to get a Deathmatch King version of one pretty soon. So that's cool.
Right here. I think he'll had a picture of that one. That looks pretty cool. First bloody buddy ever. So, the Bulldog, quick question for you guys. The Bulldog, it kind of rose the question and our to our Patreons that are watching. It kind of raised the question on the Major Pod this week that so this attire for the Bulldog, D Freedom, said that has been used this attire with like the braids and the like these tights has been used too much. And the guys were like, no, we want to make a big rubber guy of that, or we should make a big rubber guy of that. And he's like, no, this has been used too much. If they made a big rubber guy of this, I would buy it 100%. Like this attire, like early 91, 92 Bulldog. Like, what do you guys think?
Yeah, but does that fit big rubber guy era?
That's early. That's like Warlord.
Somebody mentioned Shane Douglas. Somebody mentioned Shane Douglas. They were like, no, that's not big rubber guy time. But the truth is that Shane Douglas wrestled the dark match at the Survivor Series where Taker came out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 90? 6 months after the Black Cards.
Mm.
So this is way after. This is a couple years later.
I see your point, too. Like, keep it to guys that should have been in that LJN line. 100%. I get that.
That's what they said. That's been their whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you're going to run out of guys eventually, or won't you? Like, that's a kind of a small window. Unless you, like, but you are going to do WWF. You're going to do WCW. You're going to do, you know, other guys. So that,
right.
You know, that would extend it. I think a major bendy of this, but in the long, I like the Bulldog from 94, 95 with the long hair.
The tights?
When he had the tights with the long hair.
You mean short hair?
No. Remember he was in the Royal Rumble with Shawn Michaels? It was a brief period in between there.
That's the one they made, though, right? They made that already.
Oh, did they? Oh, shit.
Yeah, the one they made is from 91, right?
Okay.
Oh, that's like 97 Bulldog. That's like Heart Foundation Bulldog.
Yeah.
The short hair.
Oh, it is short hair. I'm sorry.
You're talking like when he teamed up with Lex Luger, I think. Like
long hair, but no braids. Yeah. Yeah. Just, yeah.
Or he teamed up with Owen.
Then he was in the League of Pain or some League of Nations with Lex Luger. United
Powers or something like
Allied
that.
Powers.
Allied Powers. There it is.
The current at Mania 9 or Mania 11.
We got it. We got it.
We got there. We got there. So,
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I wasn't.
I was just gonna say one thing. We should touch on that. That before we move on here is we saw some Monday Night War picks last week.
Oh yeah,
the Ultimates, Eddie Guerrero. Pulling it up here now. Eddie Guerrero, WCW Eddie Guerrero.
I like that. A little bit skinnier than the previous Eddie Ultimate. Yeah.
This is a fucking need. I need this. I need this.
Is it the cruiserweight belt he has?
I believe so. Let's see. Yep. Cruiserweight wrestling champion. Yep. This is, I'm pretty sure that this is when he fought Ray, when Ray wore that purple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Halloween Havoc. Yeah.
So this is the second series of this. We're getting the Brett and the Roddy, and then we're getting the Mankind and this.
Yeah. And this Mankind from the night he won the title. Great.
This Amazing. Is why I can't get the three pack. Because I need the signed Ultimate. I need this signed specifically. Mm.
Yeah, this is awesome.
That does look awesome. And he hasn't had an Ultimate yet. He needs an Ultimate.
I think it's tough to decide which one to start with, but this is perfect.
This is perfect. This is when he wins the belt on Raw. And
Siobhan. I don't know that Sako looks pretty big. Looks too big. I don't like
it. Yeah, it's an oven mitt.
It's a girthy Sako.
Chad Miller.
Miller's watching.
With a rare appearance. I'm just kidding.
Peter Jones walked into my Walmart today for the first time in a year. They had Candace and Asuka in suited AEW black and a bunch of Walmart Kingstons. That was it. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Candace and Asuka are from 87 or 89?
No. What?
Yeah, 80.
That's crazy.
It's right there. 87.
That's the Apollo Crews, Braun Strowman.
I feel like Elite 100 was forever ago. Imagine how long 87 was. Jesus. They're probably still full price, too. That's what sucks.
Yeah.
What are we at? I think we do 8 series a year. Because 100 came out right around Mania last year. I think it's almost like a 6-week turnaround, roughly. So, holy shit. That's a long time ago, dude. Mm.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. I haven't seen anything like that in a while. Like, crazy, random Elite chilling in the store. But...
you'll see a random AEW figure. You'll see someone from like Unrivaled 2.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Andrew said the same. Candace and Aka. Dude, I see Candace LeRae a lot still.
Candace might be the ultimate peg warmer, like for AEW.
No,
for
it's WWE. Nyla Rose. Oh, for WWE.
For WWE. Yeah, yeah.
China.
Riho.
China.
That China. WrestleMania China. That was a long run, dude.
What else have to talk about here, Tom?
We got Slick, Zombie Sailor, WrestleCon exclusive. Where is the picture? Here we go.
Here we go.
Share screen.
Now I wish I got One Man Gang. Damn it.
Yeah. This, I can't believe. Oh my God. I'm kind of echoing what the Major Pod said. I can't believe that there's 1,250 of these made.
Yeah, I can't imagine too many people want Slick.
I love Slick. I don't obviously not a retro collector anymore, but I am not rushing to Heels and Faces booth at WrestleCon for Slick. I am rushing to Big Rubber Guy's booth, probably with you, Phil, to get the Macho Man and Nick to get the Macho Man Big Rubber Guy, but definitely not. I don't need this Slick.
I'll give you $40 for this cash. If it's more than that, no way.
It's going to be more because it's a WrestleCon exclusive, I bet.
No, but it's cash, and he's going to sell them all in person that, you know, I don't know.
Like, I think Matt said it best on this week's Major Pod. I hate to keep going back to them, but we talk about the same stuff. Yeah. When I need a Slick. I don't need multiple Slicks, and I guess he's got more coming out. And I don't need white suit Slick. I don't remember Slick being in a white suit. I remember this blue suit.
Yeah, but you sound like a Jive Soul bro right now saying this.
You do. You're very Jive Soul right now.
Everyone agrees you're a Jive Soul bro.
Yeah. Prince Nana. Before there was a Prince Nana, there was a Slick.
Yeah, that's true.
He set the he crawled so Prince Nana could do his stupid dance.
He crawled so Prince Nana could dance. I love it.
Wasn't there another WrestleCon exclusive besides the Macho Man and the Slick? I'm trying to think of something else. Do we have a Grapplers and Gimmicks WrestleCon exclusive yet? Has he announced something?
Yeah, it's a Men on a Mission with more gold.
Oh, all gold? Like
I don't know.
Like just gold plated?
It's just like he just took the return figures and he dipped them completely in gold.
Gold nice. Member from Austin yep. Powers.
Yeah.
This I will talk. We can talk about the Mattel. I don't forget what they're calling it, but the big reveals that they got coming up next week. Mattel collectors or something like that. Anyway, it's this. It's coming up next week, and this is what they teased today. Thanks to Mitch Craig in the Facebook group. Mm. It's clearly a CM Punk figure coming because there's lightning bolts and the straight edge fists in the background. So maybe another made to order.
Yeah,
made to order ultimate.
I love that. That's what Nick thinks, and I agree. And I'm going to buy two of them, and I'm going to flip one because not enough people will buy it. No, it'll be like a 2 week pre order.
It's Drew McIntyre and CM Punk here.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. Yeah. It's got to be Punk. I mean, this is a smart thing to do. I don't know if this will be Return Punk or if it's going to be like a From the Vault type of thing. Probably something new. Probably current day. Punk.
You think so? I would think that they would have. They might maybe do something older because they already have his scan.
Yeah,
but
you want to save that for the vault.
He's really got to tweak his hair, but
true. That's true. Yeah. Make him look a little older.
No, more bags in her size.
I'll probably jump on this. Like I said before, man, Punk got me back into wrestling like in 2010. So
okay,
I'll probably grab it. Even though I don't love him now. Run. No, God, no.
Chad Miller? Is that what we're getting from the Mattel? Because I know we're having another reveal from Mattel Creations on the 21st or 22nd. Is that what it was?
That's what that's coming from. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. A lot of stuff going on right now. Chad, what did Chad Miller say? What's he saying over there?
He hit 5 Walmarts today, just finding a ton of the new X-Men 97 wave and basic wave with Warrior and B-Fab. He's lying to you guys because he sent me a picture. He found the Chase Hogan Superstars.
Oh.
The Blue Boots Hogan asking me if I needed it, but I passed.
Oh, that was very nice of him to do that.
He hit me up, yeah. Hit me up as well, and I was like, I have sadly too many. You know, I worked to get them sent to me, and then I walked into my local Walmart, and there was 4.
That'll piss you off.
Yeah, all of a sudden they're popping up. Somebody sent me a picture of 2 of them, like on the clearance rack.
Oh, God.
Wow, so, that's how I got him. I got in another chat.
Yeah,
in the Diamond Dogs. One of the Diamond Dogs got it for me.
You don't know nothing about that, Tom. You're not part of the Diamond Dogs. Sorry,
I'm not. It's okay.
It's a special, special.
But I was at WrestleMania. Yeah.
That's true. Nobody can take that away from you.
I have dual citizenship in those.
Fuck, what was I going to say? Oh, the only other thing is Hart Foundation Coliseum Collection goes on sale tomorrow, if you're listening on
Wednesday. And the Bischoff ring, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. The 14th.
That ships right away.
You're going to be hot. Ships right away, I'll buy your old one off of you, your ringside one off of you when it comes in, maybe.
Yeah, but you still need the Bischoff to get signed.
No, I don't need it signed.
He's going to be around, dude.
No, he'll be around, and it doesn't have a window on it, so I don't really want to get it signed.
Nah, still looks good, dude.
I don't know. Maybe
can you hold up your sometimes during can you hold up your cane to the camera? Not right this second, but before the show's over.
It's literally right.
Yeah. Right behind you.
Somewhere.
I don't know, left and right.
Oh yeah, I can see it on your shoulder there. Because that is a good point. I'm a little wary about getting those signed without a window. But you know, I know Nick is. Oh yeah, it is right there, right behind him.
Oh
love the StreamYard. What a service here. Oh, that does look good, right across the middle there. So just put MAGA on there or anything.
Can't put my fucking headphones back on correctly.
To me, that just looks like he signed a picture of a figure. But I guess if he's signing the window of a figure, what is he really signing? He's just signing plastic. True. It looks good though. It does look good.
Yep. Yeah, that silver. Is it silver?
Yeah.
Yeah, looks good.
That was courtesy of Kayfabe Toys.
He has another signing. We didn't put that in the notes. He's got a Charles Wright.
Smoke Train. Most of you guys know him as Smoke Train.
Yes, that's his common nomenclature. $25 for a Papa Shango. $25 for a Charles Wright. Godfather.
What do I have? I have
Kama Mustafa.
I have Kama and Kama Mustafa.
I'm gonna send mine in there. Save one table to go to at save one awkward interaction at WrestleCon.
Dude, speaking of that, High Spots put up a shitload of mail-ins, and I thought 40. The prices were better than.
Whew.
Dude, Nick Nemeth is cheaper. He's $40 for a mail-in as opposed to what, 60?
What?
He's 60 at Square Circle Expo.
I mean, then you got to pay for shipping, but still, it should be the same price.
I guess it comes to 60 with everything. You know, shipping there, shipping back.
Yeah, but they're not paying for that. Why is there a discount on that end, you know? Pretty crazy.
Thought that was a great price. If it comes to JSA, I might do it.
Pretty nice. Pretty nice, man.
I'm on High Spots auction right now.
Yeah.
And Mick Foley, the Three Faces of Foley set.
60.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, oh. Yeah. I did the same thing last night, dude.
I was like, it's only $110 to get it signed, but that's only if you get one of the figures signed. It's $300.
What?
To get it signed.
Oh, plus the figure? Or?
Well, yeah,
plus
it includes the figure.
Oh, God.
Wow.
It can't be that much in person, right?
I don't know.
Jesus, that's not worth it. Well, are we ready for weekly purchases, gentlemen? I got a good amount of stuff here.
You want to talk about Patreon first?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about our new Patreon friends.
All right. So, oh, no.
Not fans, family.
That's right. That's right. So, as Phil has been mentioning the whole pod, we've got a ton of new Patreons. Here we go. Josh and Jaden joined the mid-card tier. Andy Lerma, he joined the white meat babyface tier. Max Heron, he's a main eventer. Trevor Duncanson, who posted a bomb-ass picture of wings that he made. I'm going to have him share that recipe in the Friday Night Snackdown eventually. He joined the $3 tier, or the mid-card tier. Jason Moore, Dustin Little, they both joined White Meat Babyface. And Ribzer, I think I might have mentioned him last week, but I wasn't 100% sure. He joined the main eventer. So seven new Patreons this week.
God, love it.
Thank you guys for joining.
I almost quit my day job.
Got the email written up in my draft.
As Phil mentioned, tons of stuff that we're putting up. We just did a watch along for WrestleMania. Yeah. Dropping on Friday, another edition of Lupuma's Fig Cave Tours. Actually, that might drop next week. But he's
who's that with?
He had Johnny JB on.
Oh, that's right.
A Patreon. That's right. Yeah, and I think a lot of us feel this way about Johnny JB. We've all been friends with him for quite a while, and I didn't really know what he collects. He's got a lot of New England sports stuff,
which
of course piqued my interest. So
he's a boy in blue too, right? Isn't he officer of the law? Awesome.
Yep.
Well, yeah. Florida.
Yeah.
takes a lot of people down there to keep all those Florida people in line.
Gators will get you before the cops do. Don't worry.
Me and Phil are way overdue to record an episode of Them Thrones.
Yeah, clean your fucking rooms.
We got to get that. No, I want to do that too. Might have to wait till after. I might, right as soon as I get back from WrestleMania.
Yeah.
They'll have more autographs to show off.
Oh, that's right. And you main events here is we're going to get you guys on the show after Mania. We'll get through Mania and then we'll have you guys on because that's part of your perks. So,
yeah.
I know I say this every week. Stickers are coming. Stickers are coming.
Chad Miller asked me a couple times. We're going to get his out of there.
Get his what out of there?
His stickers out. Stickers out.
Oh.
I mean, everybody else too, not just him. But
sorry,
he's asked me
mid card and up. You're gonna get some stickers.
Nice, and we'll have stickers for everybody. And when we go to Philadelphia.
Oh, and Patreon giveaway this month.
Oh, that's
autographed,
right.
Autographed
Jack Slime and Figure Collections.
Courtesy of Figure Collections. That's right. Autographed Headbangers Wrestle Something Retros from Figure Collections.
No hard times here.
Man, he's
no canceled orders.
No farm living for him. He's living good, living good. All right. Well, thank you, Jack Slime, for that donation. We appreciate it. And we're gonna have stickers. We're gonna be giving out to people at Philadelphia. I will pick the most large-breasted women I can find and give them to them.
You have great WrestleMania boobs.
These are some great wrestling memes.
We got to start with your lady from WrestleMania 21 the other night.
Oh, man, that was a good... That was the best part of that Patreon episode.
Oh, my God.
Tiggles.
Before we do purchases, though, can we bitch about WWE World?
Oh, right, right.
Oh, good call. Dude,
this was... What a clusterfuck this has been. These fucking clowns from Fanatics, they don't tell us anything that's included except for autograph row. Okay. All right. There's going to be some included meet and greets. Cool. I don't know what Ultimates to bring. I don't know what Elites to bring, but I'm going to bring some figs. If they release anything, I'll be there. Oh, we're doing $200 VIP experiences. You get, man, I'm fucking pumped. They named Cody, which I have. Seth Rollins, I need his Ultimate signed. Bianca, I don't know if I was going to stick around for Monday, but I would have paid somebody probably and I'll give you half to get my Ultimate signed. Charlotte, I already have. Punk, I'll wait because I need an Ultimate from him. Here we go. $200 for a picture and a pre-signed item. Go fuck yourself.
Pretty awful.
Yeah, pretty awful. That is $200. And they all sold out across the board. I guess they released Ray and Becky today.
They probably did like 20 of them. I mean, you probably get 2-3 minutes with them.
No way. This is what a fucking cash grab. People bitched about Fitterman, and Fitterman was a little bit of a pain in the ass to deal with, but at least he knew the deal. 80 for a photo, 80 for an autograph. Great, fine. 200 for this, 200 for that. Great. This is ridiculous, dude. They sold out. Nobody that I don't know. I don't know how many they sold. But they sold out. So a lot of people did not get them. They're very upset about
Sebastian
that.
Sebastian didn't get one. He was trying.
Yeah, Sebastian definitely voiced his. He already has Cody. Doesn't he need to meet him again?
Oh, yeah. He's already got it. Yeah.
That's I got it signed for him.
He just didn't click the button at the end.
We bitched about Fitterman, and now they look like gods compared to this trash.
Well, I want to know what else give me some stuff for the people that have already bought tickets that are not doing this $200 thing. What's tell me what's going to be there. Give me a lineup. Doesn't have to be the exact times. Say these mid-carders are going to be on Thursday. We're going to have the Hell in the Cell set up. We're going to do this. There's going to be an area over here. Here's where the store is. Give me a map.
Yeah. Well, here they're saying a bunch of people. That really dumb social forum that I join on Facebook that it's like WrestleMania. Hey, is this neighborhood safe? Hey, how do I get around? Hey, where's the stadium?
Was that a gunshot or firework?
Both. I shot fireworks out of a gun. But what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Just this
firework.
It's that group you're in was bitching about WWE World.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I forgot what the latest. God damn it!
It just seemed you were mad. You were in there.
I'm fucking steaming about this, dude.
You're half hot.
What pissed me off about that is it's $200 fucking dollars, and after already paying $30 or $40 for a ticket for this thing, and then you're gonna give me a pre-signed item? Like, no. If it's $200, I should be able to bring my own item.
Oh yeah.
I get that I can't have 10 minutes with Cody Rhodes or whatever. I can't have a lot of time. Like, we got to keep the line moving. I get that. But let me bring an item, take a picture, and get the fuck out of there.
And I get scalpers. Yeah, okay. Everybody brings one thing. Fine.
Right,
You get one thing. That's fine.
For $200, anything you want.
In that group, a bunch of people were complaining like, hey, I tried to get a refund because I couldn't get a VIP. And I think they're going about it wrong because what I would say is, I bought this. You guys advertised autograph row. That's been downgraded to superstar row. That's not the same product that I bought. Yeah, I would like a refund. But these guys, people are approaching it like just bitching. Oh, to get a VIP. I should get my money back. When they clearly stated there's no guarantee.
Yep.
But they did have an advertised thing included, and now it's gone. So
I'm sure there's going to be some ham and eggers around signing Chad Gable and...
autograph row, literally like the picture of it, it's like somebody with somebody, and then it changes to superstar row. And it's just me somebody posing with, what's Chelsea's partner? Sony Deville.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's shitty. Like you change Piper the product and that's, yeah. I think you'd, I might just, I might try to just return one day and just go single, just go that opening day and that's it. But that's shitty, man.
It is. Yeah, that sucks.
I mean, save me $1,000.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, it's all going to WrestleCon now.
There we go.
I got my pile ready. I got my pile ready.
I might even buy a WrestleMania ticket. I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Pretty nice. Don't Saturday. Really good time.
Ooh.
Here we go.
So, let's go.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Oh man, my favorite part of the show. Weekly purchase brought to you by our friends at Figure Collections and our friends at Ringside Collectibles. Double partnership. Use code FIGCAVE 10% off. Yeah, DPing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our new sponsor, Well Hung Framing. That's a company here locally. Give us a call. Let me read the. Hold on. Give us a call and one of our well-hung specialists will come to your wife's house. And, no, this can't be right. Anyway, all right.
Stop going through Christina's purse, dude.
Hey, would you spend $300 on well-hung? All right, let me go first here. Let me go first. On Whatnot, there was a vintage person I follow.
A vintage person?
Like, they mostly sell vintage clothes and stuff, but I guess they got a bunch of wrestling figures. So I bought this basic CM Punk. Pretty cool. And this loose elite Daniel Bryan. I don't know what this is from. This is from after the heel turn. This is before he died.
I remember that Daniel Bryan because it was like Seahawks colors, and he's from Washington.
I don't know
the WrestleMania ones?
This might be when he got double stacked on Edge. Yeah. Got this off of Wrestling Collector Shop's eBay because I might think about building the build a figure Virgil after he passed away. My favorite purchase of the week was this little guy for $3.99. This is the
nice
Hulk Hogan NWO Macho Hulk Hogan Hollywood Hogan $3.99 Ollie's. I got the Ric Flair too. I bought one of each for my son, and I got this Hogan for me, dude. This thing with the sunglasses, with the NWO painted belt, with the headband, the extra pair of heads, the weight belt for $3.99.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're gonna be able to sell this NWO belt for $5 easily in like mm-hmm. 6 months, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
This is a no-brainer. This head is an elite head. I think you could reuse that. I mean, obviously, it's a cool superstars figure, but I might go back and buy a bunch of these because they had cases of them.
Toy drive, bro.
There you go. Mm. Oh, even better. Oh. Even better.
Bunch of kids walking around Baltimore, dude, fucking playing there.
Listen, brother, I didn't mean to say that, dude.
Thanks for the gift, brother.
Okay, you got me off track here. Oh, I need to pull up the soundboard here. My favorite purchase of the week, took my kid to school on Friday, had a flat tire, so I had to buy 4 new tires. Woo!
Tom, air horn. Come on, what are you doing?
Yeah, we can't
the
hear
soundboard
it.
Guy. They were doing air horns.
You hear that?
Can't hear it.
Oh, man. Wait, can the people on the pods, the listeners hear it?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. So how do you, you're just going to hear the echo in my headphones, I guess?
Just dead silence.
Oh, well, I have a sad air horn here.
Wah, wah, wah.
Toilet flush.
Yeah, Mike okay. Lanham's in it's the chat. He says now. No. Stop. Can't hear it.
Oh, damn it. Oh. He didn't say $4 is a steal just for the accessories. Might need to add those to my retro Hollywood collection. Okay. Very cool. I got a giant stack. I'm looking at it right now. The Legends, we didn't talk about this in the news. The Legends Series 21 at Target was on sale. So I grabbed the Hogan and the Sheik finally. Have those. When I went to that Walmart and I got the $11 elites, I grabbed a Pat McAfee for my son for his birthday, but then somebody gave it to him for his birthday at his birthday party, so I'm just going to keep it for myself.
Nice.
I grabbed the Stone Cold, the Hall, and the Undertaker for myself from that Monday Night War set. I did not get the Hogan from that yet. I'll probably grab it, but I don't think anyone's going to want that. It doesn't even look like Hogan.
Well, like, it's packed way too much, too.
Yeah, it's like quadruple packed in the case. Yeah, so,
that's a lot.
I think that is it for me here. Oh, I did buy some stickers. I got 100 Fig Cave stickers for for Patreon subscribers and to give away to some BBWs at in Philadelphia. Other than that, I think that's it. Doing week two of the kid's birthday this weekend with the family. Haven't given him his gifts yet, so we'll see. I'm sure I can scrounge some stuff together. Bought him the new NBA 2K game. He's been like playing that thing nonstop.
So. He's gonna love those legends that you've had stocked up downstairs. You can pick any two.
Oh no, those are gone now. Yeah, he can't. Oh, I'm surprised he didn't ask for one right as they were gone.
Yeah,
I thought I wanted one of those. Yeah. Name one match he was in, dude.
Yeah.
Name one Kama Mustafa match.
Bet you know all those
cards. Oh, and I did grab
Poser
for Michael LaPuma. I grabbed him this for being a part of our awesome team doing the videos. I grabbed this Scott Hall from us. He's gonna send that to him.
That's and a matching denim vest for him to wear shirtless.
Oh my god, I would pay to see that.
Every major fun show.
This looks pretty good in person. The extra head looks pretty bad, but the head that's on it looks good. Looks like he has a little toothpick action in the mouth.
No, he doesn't. You gotta watch my unboxing on YouTube.
No,
YouTube.com.
I actually opened this last night. First time I've opened it elite, but it was to ship to somebody loose.
Okay.
Yeah, I was about to do that. No toothpick, unfortunately.
I was about to do that for LaPuma, but I'm gonna keep it in the box because it's just the same price to ship anyway.
Yeah.
But that's about it, man. I was gonna put a collection together just like for Instagram to put a picture of the Johnny Knoxville, the Gronk, and the Pat McAfee of like guys that are not wrestlers that have wrestling figures. Anybody else I should put in there? I'm trying to
think. Ryback, Mojo.
Yeah. Well, that didn't try to be wrestling. You know?
Gobbledygooker.
Oh yeah. Well, he was actually a real wrestler, Hector Guerrero.
And he's I can't wait to get the Ultimate signed.
He's gonna be at HectorCon. Yeah.
Hector Gunn.
Oh, the only thing they did not mail out today was your Danhausen.
Nick. I know. I did have to ruin the surprise today.
For who? Oh, is that for you?
What?
Oh, is that, who's that for?
I'm gonna gift it to Mr. Sapienza for all.
Tommy,
endless hookup on. You know, always help me out finding stuff.
He is a good brother. I gotta say.
I do Venmo him or PayPal him before he leaves the store, but I still like, dude, you gotta appreciate it. He's always helping me out.
Oh people, god, so. Yeah. He's messaging me all kinds of stuff about stuff he finds. I'm like, man.
But I was like, I did have to ruin it. I was like, dude, this is, you can have this. And I told, he's like, why didn't you just wait till you had it? I was like, because I feel like you would wake up one morning and be like, oh, I bought it on eBay last night. I pulled the trigger.
Oh. He messaged me while I was doing my video of me in Walmart the other day, and he was telling me to look for some DC guy that I have never heard of.
The blue box, the superpowers ones.
Yep,
remember I donated to the Dark Seed,
Black Manta,
Manta, something like that. It's like a $15, or I mean, if you just bring it up correctly, you might get it for $6.
Yeah, they were at $6 at my Walmart, but they didn't have any.
Dude, they're going for $100 on eBay.
Yeah, they're going for over $100 on eBay. I'm like, fuck, man. I gotta keep getting.
Keep looking, but I haven't seen it anywhere.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I think it's sitting in the box in the back because those other ones aren't moving, so there's no reason for them to stock new ones.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Sorry about if you hear crying in the background. That's my daughter. Sorry.
No, I was gonna say you earn some points. Go in there, just grab her from Zoe and just say, hey, babe, I got this. Take a break.
Bring her on the pod. What'd you get this week?
Me?
Marley.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll make this quick. I don't want her crying. What do you got, Nick?
All right. I'm up. All right. Back from Heroes Hideout. I got a Hulk Hogan, the last mainline, we'll call it, like regular box ultimate signed.
Nice.
I did the WrestleMania 9 signed in red. Yeah. Sorry about all the glare.
How many ultimates do you have signed by Hogan now?
Three. Which is Hollywood. This one and the 80s one that I love.
Nice.
The 80s belt. I'm not going to do the Coliseum collection.
No.
And then the British guy got the three-pack signed, but I'm not taking it out of the bubble wrap.
The British guy.
I got Monday Night Wars. I have all of them. I think Scott Hall is sitting in Tommy's car. I'll grab it this weekend.
Nice.
What else? I found, or my brother found for me, every time my brother, my dad, my mom come here, I say, hey, this is what a Chase and a Rare look like. I don't care about any other AEW unless it has this sticker. My brother, They have a yellow punk. He looks good. James, they have a red one? Yeah, they do. They do.
Oh, my God. That's frustrating.
I it has a sticker. All it does is have a sticker.
Yeah, just look at the sticker.
So I have a Chase.
Nice. CM off the pegs. In San Diego, yes. You found it?
No, this was like a local Walmart.
Oh,
here.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. A ton popped up in Connecticut in the past week.
Hmm.
Because I traded away my backup. This was also at that same Walmart, a Mr. T, which is the only one I didn't have a double of.
Wow.
Beat to shit, but I'm going to open it, pop that one open for my loose collection, my one loose collection. And lastly, where are they? I had some big rubber guys come in.
I still have your not guys ship my yet? Shipping. No.
I don't know what to tell you.
No, I haven't got anything.
Well, I was a day one order pre-order guy, guys.
I was not. I waited.
Yeah, you guys were definitely not.
I wasn't for Macho.
I think we talked about it. You're like, oh, I'll get it eventually. And then I think you grabbed it a little bit later.
Oh, man, that's what but it yeah. was. Yeah.
Macho yeah. looks awesome.
Yeah, he awesome. Does.
Looks really good. I'm excited for that.
Andre looks a little cartoonish. He looks more like the Rock and Wrestling Andre than he does to me. Like,
yeah. Jamal walk in that room and shake her head in disappointment.
Who's that? Me? Oh, no. No. Mike. I'm a fucking prince in this family. I'm a prince.
Yeah, his mom. He know what his mom does for him.
Do you know how much money I get for Christmas, like worth of gifts? Yeah. My brother's not down. Listening. Last year, I said, "Hey, what's my budget look like for Christmas?" Why? Well, there's one more thing I think I want. Oh, I think I'm all done with you. I said, oh, okay. 5 minutes later, hey, I feel really bad. I said no. Like, what was it that you wanted?
Oh my god.
Oh, well, Hulk Hogan's doing an autograph signing. In Orlando, I was like, I would love to send something. And she goes, Hulk Hogan? Okay, I'll put the money in your account.
Wow.
Yes.
Does she need
she lives closer to my bank than I do.
She needs another couple sons, I think.
That's exactly where I was going with that.
Yeah.
There was one year that it was like a friend of mine. We were, that's me, Prince Iakea. Yeah. That's why, dude, as my brother has three girls, if we decide to have a second kid, and we have a boy, like, he will be, everybody in the family will hate him. He will just be the crown prince of, like.
But then you're going to get forgotten about, though. Then
no, no, because cares. I will have helped, you know,
bred this carry child. His seed. Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, that's Logan in my family. He is the only child. He is the only grandchild.
Wow.
So he really? Gets, yeah, he gets spoiled.
Your sister never got the little stinky pink or anything?
I don't talk to my sister, but
yeah, but I'm sure
she. But if she was pregnant, I would know. Yeah, she doesn't have a kid.
Yeah, wow.
So, which is good because we don't want her to reproduce with the guy that she married. So,
no, we don't need any more Hot Topic managers.
Oh yeah, Phil doesn't know. Like, where Tom lives. I don't know where she lives, but like where Tom lives to where he grew up. Not great areas, man. They got bad water up there. Those people are fucked, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the street.
Enfield historically is like the most disgusting water in the state.
I didn't grow up in Enfield. I grew up in Springfield.
I know.
Oh, all right,
I'm
all right.
A city kid. A city kid.
Better.
I sent you guys an article. My school had a shooting the other day.
Yeah, you were super proud of it. It was weird.
No, I wasn't proud of it. It actually was like a what the fuck moment. Like,
yeah,
what happened in that place? Because it was not like that when I went there. Anyway, I got some purchases. Really small week for me this week. Mostly because I'm trying to save money before WrestleMania here.
Yep.
But I did a live video in our Facebook group at Walmart trying to find the shipper and yelled out Yahtzee because I was looking for this Ultimate Warrior Chase. Boom. Basic and found it. It was actually like high up on the shelves. I'm like, oh fuck! I need the Chase if anybody sees it. And then I looked up and it was up there. So, boom shakalaka. This
what do you think your budget is? They must get you something.
Yeah, my 14 kids. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. With 14, is it they at the point where they have to do Secret Santa with their own family?
Yeah, Mike's got 14 kids. Well, he doesn't have 14 kids. His parents have 14 kids. 40-ish nieces and nephews. He said, my Jesus. Christmas allotment is non-existent.
You're lucky to get a freaking Lunchable, bro. That's a lot,
man,
of people.
That's a rich-ass family or a poor-ass family.
Yeah.
There's nobody ever like, oh, no, I'm middle class. I grew up with 17 brothers and sisters. No,
can't do that.
And he's been to 14 WrestleMania, so.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
He's doing all right.
He's doing stuff. Then from Wrestling Collector Shop, which you guys can still use the code RUN10 if you want to save 10% over there. They've got something that Ringside doesn't. I got the two new greatest hits, Ultimates, Charlotte. And Charlotte isn't much of an upgrade. I do notice that her robe, the peacock part, like behind her head, sticks up. Yeah, but this Hogan, man, look at that tan.
Yeah, it looks way better.
Way better.
I'm going to have to grab it.
Definitely suggest upgrading. But Charlotte is just going in the closet.
You think she just slide the figure out, put the super tan one in there?
Is that autographed?
Fig swap on myself. What's that?
Yeah. Is it autographed? I wouldn't fuck with it. Yeah, I can't even reach it.
No.
I have one autograph.
I mean, it's a tough call because it is definitely a better figure, and you don't want to have to buy all the greatest hits ultimates. I can't believe they're doing old greatest hits ultimates. That's a complete cash grab. Like, it serves no purpose. It's not even that old of figures, you know, like,
right.
Yeah.
Steve Charlotte, it's just them biting into that secondary market. You know?
Yeah. Charlotte will go in the closet, and if she's doing like a signing with Fitterman or something like that, I'll send it out to get signed and put it up on my Ric Flair shelf. She'll be with her dad.
Fitterman's gone, bro. Fitterman's
gone. That's right. Yeah, but Rick's with them, so you never know. Question mark.
So Fitterman's done with WWE.
Mm.
It's all Fanatics.
I think we're all done. I don't know how I'm ever gonna get current talent to sign anything.
Hmm.
Can anybody do good?
I kind of figured I was talking with somebody.
Go ahead.
Skipping. I don't know if that's my.
No, you are skipping. I was going to ask the stupid question. You sound like you were going to talk about something important. I was going to see if anybody could do a good Andrade impersonation.
I don't know that I've ever heard him talk.
Oh, he's been on Raw the last couple weeks. Been real sneaky, real creepy sounding.
Doesn't he kind of talk like this, but in Spanish?
I just wanted to know.
Yeah.
The Judgment Day. Okay. I'll see you in the ring.
That's it. That's all I can
do. So it's like Antonio Banderas and Santino?
It's like a Mr. Burns, Antonio Banderas combo, yeah. Yeah. All right. What's your
sounds
what's
like
your
Santino. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That was it.
No, Nikki boy, not you.
He already went.
Oh, did he? What did I miss it? Jesus Christ, I must have zoned out.
Skipping the whole time? Jesus.
Yeah, you were just like remix.
My fucking internet tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Let's
play a little game here. Tom, I want you to predict who has more bonus points on their McDonald's app, me or Nick Thompson?
Oh.
Pull it up right now, Nick.
Can I pull mine up too?
Pull it up.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Mine got ridiculous for a minute.
Yeah.
Then I used them.
Oh, mine actually isn't as bulbous as I thought it was.
But I'm going to say that Nick has, because Nick goes there for coffee every day, right?
Every day?
I've started to make my own.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's a good sign. Oh,
All right. I'm going to say that Nick has 3,500. I'm going to say that Phil has... He's got a kid, carry the one, a kid that can eat McDonald's, carry the one.
He's fat.
I'm going to say you have, Phil has 5,000.
What do you got, Nick? I think you usually have
12,883.
Oh,
wow. I got 7,743. You beat me.
Oh, I got
to. You can get a lot. You could probably get someone that works there to come like clean your house for you or something.
I've got 6,011.
Okay, it's not bad. Nothing to sneeze at.
I was like 15,000 at one point.
I think
17 is like my highest I hit.
That's pretty high. I've been doing the buy one get one free breakfast sandwiches. Those are nice.
You know what's on there right now that's fucking killer, especially like driving home from hockey or whatever. $5 20 piece chicken nugget. Me and Lo just split that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
My meal is two McChickens, because then you get them for $4. In the app, you get the free fries with the $2 purchase.
Yep.
And then I usually grab a drink.
$1.29.
And then I throw just one McChicken and eat it. I eat one McChicken like 3 hours later.
Oh,
wow.
What does that taste like?
Oh, yeah.
Gelatinated mayonnaise.
When I was when I was fatter, I would go to McDonald's once, at least once a week. I would get a 10-piece chicken nugget, large fry, large Coke, and a 10-piece chicken nugget.
Ooh, fucking, that's a good meal.
Wait, did I say 10-piece chicken nugget? That's my meal. A double cheeseburger. Yep. Double cheeseburger. Okay. Or a McChicken. Always added on that. It's a different extra world. Sandwich. Yeah.
Dude, a freaking McChicken now is like
that's
$5.
What I got after Blitzkrieg, dude.
Yeah.
That one in West Springfield.
Yeah. Westfield.
Is that no, we came back through Westfield.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Me and Nash went to we ate inside of McDonald's on Friday. I took them to the batting cages and we had McDonald's beforehand. I haven't been inside a McDonald's in years. It's a totally different world in there.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as friendly.
No, I do a lot of in-store pickup because I don't want to wait in the drive-through line.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Usually we're on the road when we go, like we're heading home for baseball, hockey, whatever. And so somebody's got to pee, so we always go in.
Yeah.
Most of the time we go in. But
all right, this is sponsored in part by McDonald's. Thank you guys at McDonald's for
speaking of Blitzkrieg Pro, by the way. They're going to be at White Lion Brewery next Friday. March 22nd. Great brewery, great wings in Springfield, Massachusetts. If you guys are in the area, I will be there. I know Nikki is TBD, but I will definitely be there. So made my plans tonight, actually. So I will be there.
Can't wait.
Check it out.
$25. Cruel.
Cruel. Allie Catch will be there. Fighting for the Bedlam Championship. Fighting men.
Kirby and Dan the fucking Candyman are fighting.
Oh, Candyman. They broke up. So creepy.
What is that? Dan the Candyman.
He is fucking weird.
Let me show you. Let me see if I can pull him up on Instagram real quick.
Never heard of this.
He is the creepiest wrestler.
Oh,
fuck. I don't think I can pull
Andrew said I sound like Nacho Libre a little bit. I can hear that. Yeah, he does have like a little Nacho Libre.
Fuck. He's not coming up on Instagram quick enough, but Candyman wrestler. He is
go to Blitzkrieg and you could backtrace him because they announced him and Kirby in the Blitzkrieg Instagram.
That'll probably take too long, but let me see. Blitzkrieg Pro, which by the way, Blitzkrieg Pro, probably one of the best independent wrestling promotions. They do such a great job, and I'm not just saying that because we sponsor them and all that stuff. Now, of course, I'm on it and it doesn't want to load.
You do always talk about that,
dude.
I'll go to this.
Nick can attest to it, man. It's a good show.
Nice
every time.
Oh yeah.
And Cruel is fighting Bronson Reed, but Bear Bronson.
Oh, big guy.
Let me see if I can just show you this guy quick here, Phil.
Big dude.
I can't click on his photo, but. Look at this guy.
Just while you're doing that, I had the idea this week that we should do some sort of giveaway at WrestleMania for like Fig Cave branded deodorant, and both of you guys really did not like that idea and made me feel bad because it definitely did not come off well. I thought it'd be funny in my head, and then like the thought of handing someone that stinks a bar of deodorant. Probably not going to get them to listen to our podcast.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's a Cardona move, though. It's a Cardona.
Yeah, it is a Cardona move. It's a good heel. He should. Why doesn't no one do that? Why has a wrestler never done that? It'd be great heat.
He handed out standing naps at that Hammerstein show.
He did what?
He handed out like standing naps, like.
Oh, nice.
This is Candyman right here.
The goddamn Candyman.
In the purple.
Goddamn Candyman.
Yes, Sam.
He's a little creepy.
Wow, that is pretty creepy.
We'll send you pics of him when we're there.
He's the Reese's singlet.
Yeah, and he should not be wearing a singlet.
What am I watching?
Oh man.
All right, I think that's it for the show here, guys. Are we going to do our WrestleMania preview in the next? Well, I guess we have some time here. But is there any of those patrons that want to be on for the WrestleMania preview episode?
Oh, that's a good idea.
In that tier?
Yeah.
I mean, first come, first serve.
We'll throw that out there.
Yeah. preview or recap. You get
not pick. Right now for people who are listening or watching live, because we want everybody to have a fair shot. But yeah, first come, first serve.
Yeah,
do it.
Hey, fucking, if you're they're listening live, they get, you know, their early bird gets the worm, baby.
That's true.
If they're live, pal.
Yeah. All right, I think that's it for me, man. Still hear the wife awake up there, so we can keep talking until she falls asleep if you guys want to.
Sorry about the internet issues.
I can just play Madden in silence.
Baby's not crying.
No, the baby anymore, went to sleep.
So I don't know what my family's doing.
Dropped by Anna Calvo, dude.
I don't know what my family's doing, but I'm going to go to bed.
That sounds all right. Good.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Hands. Thanks for watching. Appreciate it. We'll be back next week. Check us out. Give us a nice 5-star rating on iTunes and Spotify. That's it. Thank you.